Full Immersion Communication Technology, Part 1, Applications. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. These systems are part of my daily life up here. I strongly suggest you watch my previous video about Tejetan quantum holographic computer technology, if you haven't already, as it directly connects with today's subject, because full immersion technology needs an enormous amount of computer power, and I'd like you to know where it is coming from. Full immersion communication technology is no other than virtual reality, but taken to its ultimate and most advanced form, and it is so advanced that it is indistinguishable from reality itself, except for a few little details I will talk about later on, especially on the second part of this subject where I will discuss how it is achieved. The virtual reality systems used by highly advanced interstellar societies have innumerable applications, and some of the most important ones are the following. Remote presence, which is when the system takes you to another location using its virtual reality capacity, where it takes you to a place that really exists and that is also equipped with the same system, so what you experience while using it is as if you had gone through a portal. The real people on the other side see and interact with you as if you were there, making this system something like the ultimate Skype call. The next application is for entertainment purposes, where the system takes the user into an augmented virtual reality, into places and situations that may be recreations of real events, or ones created simply for fun, fantasy places and situations. This system application is basically the ultimate video game. In this system, you can either share a video game world with other real players, or be in there alone interacting only with computer-generated characters, also known as NPCs, same as with the video game systems found on Earth. The user can generate his or her own virtual worlds, using the system's creative mode, which is also connected to the computer's thought-to-machine interface I described in my previous video, or simply by manipulating pieces and elements of the game with interactive touch-friendly in-game elements, as well as verbally. All the applications for this technology use a thought-to-computer interface, where the computer reads what you want from the quantum field, as I described in detail in the previous video, as well as verbal and touch controls. The computer reads what you want to do, discarding probabilities and also reading your reactions, with no need for primitive invasive mind reading systems, which detect brainwaves and draw conclusions from them. Those primitive mind reading systems based on brainwave activity detection can be very dangerous, as they open the possibility of misuse, because in this system, as a brain can control a computer, the computer can also control the brain, as it works both ways. Contrary to this, while using the mind-to-computer interface that is based on looking at and predicting your intentions using the quantum field, the brain and mind of the biological user remain sentient, and with no possibility of the computer imposing thoughts and ideas in an invasive way. This, for example, as a means to attack someone, or a ship using its artificial intelligence. Another common application is for training purposes, for pilots and military personnel to experience all the conceivable range of situations they may encounter in real life. This application is one of the most important and productive ones, as it has helped save innumerable lives. The next application for this technology is for educational purposes, so the student can learn by experiencing the recreation of a historical event firsthand, for example, or learn any subject by being immersed in a virtual reality environment designed to flood the student's senses with all the information to be acquired. It is very easy for a student to learn any subject if all his or her attention is on it, especially when it is designed also to be a fun experience. This system is especially useful when studying historical events, as the students are taken to see them firsthand, all while instantly jumping from one situation to the next at their will. They can see the most dangerous and dramatic situations, while being perfectly safe in their classrooms or homes, also as they completely forget they are even there. Another application for this full immersion technology is for designing objects and machines, where the creator enters virtual reality to design and build anything, from a piece of art, to a building or a starship. It is here where this technology comes in with utmost efficiency, as the architect can see his creation fully finished in front of him in a matter of seconds, also while he can change and move things and elements of his design around, until he is fully satisfied with the result. When using this technology for starship design, it is not only useful for developing how it will look, but it can also give the designer's computer-generated situations applied to the starship to emulate just about any circumstances it may encounter in space, therefore aiding the designers and engineers to test its mechanisms, engines, systems, and subsystems, as well as the resistance of the materials used for its construction. This full immersion technology allows engineers to test materials to improve their alloys, as well as test a virtual ready-made starship, taking it and each one of its components to the limit, to study its breaking points, all to know where they must reinforce each one of the components. The computer that is controlling and generating the virtual reality where the starship is being designed can not only generate the illusion of all objects there, for the engineers, but it also generates all the attributes of each object, as well as the properties of the materials used in their construction, and their interaction with other components, for example, the chemical and magnetic influences they may have with one another, all with the utmost precision. All modern starships that belong to highly advanced interstellar cultures are designed and tested using this ultra-sophisticated virtual reality system. Logically, this system is also used for innumerable industrial applications, especially anywhere a material must be tested and taken to its breaking point to improve the final product. This is the most advanced form of computer-aided design. An engineer, an architect, or a group of them can design their product entirely while inside the virtual reality system, test and modify it, and when they are happy with their creation, the very matrix of their product is then used by the computer to guide the production machines that will bring the virtual design into the real world and with its initial exact attributes. Another important use or application for this technology is for military purposes, where each possible scenario can be simulated and experienced in virtual reality with utmost precision, and where all action variations can be tested before executing them in the real world, while also computer predicting all the moves of the enemies and counterparts. Thus, the generals and commanders can always know the best possible course of action in any conflict, with as few mistakes as possible. Although they must always remember that this system, as advanced as it can be, is only as good as the data available that has been fed into it. This system is also used to study environmental changes and the impact any large-scale project may have on it, all to know which option will harm nature the least, while building a new industrial complex or a new town. The applications for this technology are innumerable and almost have no limits. The impact on any society that possesses this technology is nothing short of brutal, as it is the one tool that most impulses technological and social design and growth. On the downside of this technology, it has caused the collapse of creativity and art in many advanced societies, as you can imagine, and also as you can start to see on Earth, where the presence of computer-generated images, music, and even texts, are starting to invade society, displacing the creations of real people. This is another example of where ethics come into play, because some advanced interstellar cultures, such as the Tejetan one, who have already gone through a computerized industrial and creativity crises, have decided to limit the use of computers to a healthy point, where they are useful as tools, but are not allowed to invade other more spiritual aspects of society, such as music, art, and craftsmanship. In Teijita, industrially created things hold value and are considered one specific group of things, and creatively, manual craftsmanship and art are considered to be in a completely different set of standards. The value of everything created by hand and by a biological brain is held with the highest respect, esteem, and appreciation. This is why we appreciate the originals far more than the replicated examples of any object or thing. This advanced, virtual reality technology is also used to replicate just about any object, no matter how complex it may be, using advanced 3D printer machines, which can recreate almost every material in existence, with all its combinations, as well as chemical and energetical attributes. I will place a link to my video about these machines at the end of this video. Another downside to this technology is that it can easily be misused by anyone, especially by people who are not happy with their real life, because a new ultra-high realistic one can be generated inside the full immersion computer very easily, and exactly tailored to the wants and needs of each person, thus becoming a more appealing place to be and live in for the user. Playing video games and creating your own virtual reality is a lot of fun, especially when the system is also capable of recreating touch, temperature, wind, smells, and even taste. Although this last one is where the system is less effective and still needs to be perfected, let us say that recreating taste is its weakest point, which is convenient, because if this wouldn't be so, people wouldn't even bother coming out of virtual reality to eat, thus dying of starvation in their real life, or something along those lines. As you can imagine, it is very easy to get carried away by this virtual reality technology, as you may often not get enough of it, therefore you become intoxicated by your alternate life, destroying your real one. As with everything else, it must be used wisely, and only for good. In my next episode, I will describe as best as I can how this ultra-advanced virtual reality system works, and I will have the cooperation of this Starship's chief engineer Zykira as my advisor and mentor for this subject, as she was as well for the one about quantum holographic computers, my last video, the one right before this one. This will be all for today. See you next time. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swaru.